You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. East Coast, West Coast, Down South, Midwest, Mountains, Canada, overseas, over oceans, over a pool, over a lake, on a tractor, in a cab, in a taxi, wherever you're at, in traffic. Thank you for listening, okay? This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. We appreciate him, and we appreciate you for listening. We've had a busy show. It's been real busy. Thank you so much to our guest from last hour, RJ Choppy, joining us from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Earlier on in the show, because there's so much Caitlin Clark talk in the world, we had a great guest on. Scott Agnes covers the Pacers and the Fever in Indianapolis, and he joined us to talk about, I don't know, I guess we can call it the Caitlin Clark effect. And in about 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with Ben Lieber from KFAN in Minneapolis, St. Paul, 100.3, The Fan. Ask him about Justin Jefferson's big old deal. 4-year contract, $140 million, $35 million a year. Oh, that's big money, big money. So Ben is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. This day is June 3rd. And we got to get in the time machine and go back. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. The phone number is here. It works. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the place. You know what? I guess outside of Caitlin Clark, some of the big news in the NFL today, unfortunately, and we'll talk about this later on, the passing of Larry Allen. We learned that Justin Jefferson got that big old contract and that big old deal. A.J. Brown got $32 million. Amon-Ra St. Brown got $30 million. Jalen Waddle got paid last week. This is a number two receiver making $28 million. Justin Jefferson has been a problem in a good way since he's been drafted. I mean, just this past season, 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns. He did that in 10 games. And we don't have to listen to his whole big old thank you. But let's take a listen to what he put on social media. Very introspective about the deal. Listen.
The time has finally come. The deal I've been waiting for since I was a little kid. Being doubted my whole career, not being highly recruited, not being the first receiver off the draft board. This whole journey wasn't easy for me. First off, I want to thank the man above. Without God, this wouldn't be possible at all. To be given a gift to play football at the highest level, it's a blessing, it's an honor. My mom and dad, thank you. This is a journey for all of us. And y'all still with us every step of the way. To my brothers.
All right, that's enough.
Y'all
We can stop at mom. We don't got to get into the brothers, right? He be thanking everybody. We get it. Now he's going to be catching passes from, J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold. And so if he has to find any comfort he could find comfort in his future contract. Congratulations. And listen, man, Louisiana be pushing out the wide receivers. If you want a wide receiver, go to Louisiana. I mean, neighbors now and Chase and Jefferson. Louisiana just be pushing them out, people. Congratulations to Justin Jefferson. Obviously, we're going to have a great chat with Ben Lieber about him and his deal in a little bit. Also today, the Caitlin Clark, Hickey's the word, drama. Is that the accurate adverb or adjective?
Saga, maybe? Saga. Because it's just ongoing.
Yeah. What chapter are we up to? I don't even know, right?
Are we out of the prelog?
No.
I don't think so.
We're not. Angel Reese decided to speak today. And I don't think she's defending herself, but ultimately she's not helping her cause. Her actions don't help her cause. Her words don't match her actions. It's just, well, we all know about Kennedy Carter and pushing Reese, or excuse me, pushing Clark. This is like an episode of Saved by the Bell, all right? Except for it's real and it's the WNBA. It's just a big old story. Caitlin Clark gets pushed. Referees don't call it. It ain't not a flagrant. It gets upgraded to a flagrant. Kennedy Carter is spending a whole weekend, didn't want to address it with the media, but she wanted to taunt online. And then Teresa Weatherspoon, her coach, had to back down. And then today, Teresa Weatherspoon puts out a post about how she spoke to Kennedy Carter. And then Angel Reese decided to throw more gasoline onto it, because this is what Angel Reese said a few hours ago.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that, because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball. You never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like, just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
This is never going to – Hickey, it's never going to end unless she be – she, you know, because Caitlin Clark doesn't say anything. It's not – it's her. Like, she's pouring gas on this. Like, leave it alone already. Leave it alone. Please.
And what's weird, too, is she's almost, in a way, Angel, like, trying to defend the rest of the league, and then goes, oh, yeah, when we talk about history, we're going to talk about me, too. Like, all, like, the more than just one person goes out the door when you're like, yeah, also talk about me and her. Okay.
Yeah, you want... Is it jealousy? I think the answer is yes. I mean, for as much as she's talked about it, I can't tell you the last time I heard Caitlin Clark say anything about Reese or anybody. She answers questions about what takes place, and she just goes about her business. They're not going to be in action, they being the Fever. They don't play again until this upcoming Friday in Washington. Hickey, you know what would have been better? If they scheduled one of those games as one of those brunch games that they're doing in Washington, that would have been better, right?
That would have been interesting.
Probably bad idea. Drunk, boozed up fans on mimosas, that'd have been a bad idea, right?
It would be a hostile crowd. That is, and a hostile crowd in Washington, D.C. for a basketball game. When was the last time you say that?
Oh, not for the Wizards, right?
That's right. Not for a long time.
Hostile? I don't know anything about hostile. Other news that we've gotten throughout the course of today, we learned about that. Tusa Pietermaricano, barely a Major League Baseball player. This man might be banned for life for gambling, for betting on his own team. He's currently with the San Diego Padres. He hasn't been officially, given the boot yet. When he was on the Pittsburgh Pirates last year, recovering from an ACL tear, it's been said that he was utilizing a digital sports book and gambling on the Pirates. Now, I don't know who would find this to be smart. Maybe Pete Rose would agree. Maybe Shohei Ohtani would agree. No, I guess not. But this man, who's 24 years old, trying to make his mark, has already likely played his last Major League Baseball game. And then, Hickey, how about this as well? Kyrie Irving, we talked about him in the last hour as the Dallas Mavericks get ready for the playoffs the championship this upcoming Thursday. Kyrie Irving, he's an adult. He says, my time in Boston was not a great reflection on who I am. Like, is he now, I guess this is what happens when you get older, right?
I hope so. Maybe he's happy. He feels secure. And maybe that's now allowing him to kind of look back and realize the behavior he displayed in Boston to a different degree, we'll say, in Brooklyn was embarrassing and unacceptable.
He says, I will say last time in Boston, I don't think that was the best. Not this regular season, but when we played in the playoffs, everyone saw me flip off the birds and kind of lose my you-know-what a little bit. That wasn't a great reflection of who I am and how I like to compete on a high level. It wasn't a great reflection on me towards the end generation or what it means to control your emotions in that type of environment, no matter what people are yelling at you. Okay. All right. And so I guess now he's just... I guess I won't see what I want to see, Hickey. I wanted to see the sage and the stomping on things. So I guess that part of it goes out the window.
Well, could you still do the sage? You know, like maybe walk around peaceful. Pregame. Right. And just be like, okay, I'm going to exercise the demons from the last time I was here.
Yeah, that's what it's for, right?
Right. So that's still, I mean, maybe with how he's talking, maybe that's less likely, but it's still a possibility.
People are going to look at that as that's still going to be taunting. Like, when's the last time you've ever seen an NBA? When's the last time you've seen a professional? And there's a lot of superstitions, and people have their own things that they want to do. Have you ever seen an athlete, like, sage the court, sage the field of play, ever?
I saw it in a movie.
What movie was this?
Major League.
Oh, my God.
Jobu, right, with the sage.
Oh, my God.
Donating the liquor, right, to the bat.
That's what we got to go to a movie. Never in real life, though, just Kyrie.
Only I guess in that, theaters.
I guess that says a lot about him that he's the only dude that would have done such a thing. Yeah, can't wait for the finals. NBA finals start this upcoming Thursday up in Boston. And then over the weekend, we learned as well. And thank you to the Panthers eliminating the Rangers on Saturday night. And then last night, the Edmonton Oilers, they got rid of the Dallas Stars 4-2. They advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Stanley Cup Finals kickoff, or the puck drops, excuse me, on Saturday night. We got to wait a little while for that. Connor McDavid from the Oilers, afterwards, after winning on Sportsnet, he says going to the finals feels like a dream.
Yeah, it feels like a dream, honestly. It was a crazy one tonight. Not our best effort, but we hung in there. Found a way to get a win. Stu was great. Everybody played great. Just hung in there.
Oilers are going to go out there and try to win their first Stanley Cup since 1990. Here you have the Florida Panthers. They've only existed since 1993. You know, they talk about ratings and what have you. Hickey, this is a tough one, man. This is a tough one for America to get into. And I get it. This ain't exactly, you know, Kings, Rangers. This is not Chicago and, you know, the Flyers. This is Edmonton and the Florida Panthers who play in Sunrise. I don't think a lot of casual fans are going to be popping into this one.
At least for the league, though, I mean, they do have Connor McDavid. Best player in the league. I'm sure if you go to, like, a random poll, hey, do you know any hockey player? I'm going to assume most people have at least heard of Connor McDavid. Right. I probably doubt most casuals or just normal sports fans, if you don't really watch hockey that much outside of the playoffs, probably haven't seen a lot of Connor McDavid. So now it's like it's a chance for, sure, smaller market with Edmonton, but chance for the league to show off right now the best player and have him be the opposite right now, Mike Trout.
Well, Mike Trout, Mike Trout is never healthy enough to play.
True.
And then he wanted to be anonymous, you know? You think a lot of people tuning in know Bobrovsky from the Panthers? Or people don't know who he is either, right?
Outside of big hockey fans, I think you're right. Probably not.
And then he's standing back there with the mask on. It's like nobody knows. It's tough. I'm going to be tuning in. I am. I'm going to watch on Thursday. I'm going to watch everything. Why not? Because by the time we get to another 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, NHL and the NBA will be done. This is the time of year when I actually sit down and watch, like, the hockey when we start getting deeper into the playoffs. Outside of that, hey, wake me up next June. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk to an individual who's, well, he knows about a guy who's very happy. That man is Justin Jefferson. 4-year contract extension, $140 million. That boils him down to $35 million a year. That is the most money ever given to a wide receiver. That's the most money ever given to anybody who is not playing quarterback. We're going to talk to Ben Lieber from KFAN 100.3, the Fan out in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Ask him about Justin Jefferson, the quarterback situation out with the Vikings, and so much more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Big news today, not involving Caitlin Clark. Justin Jefferson, he gets that extension. 4 years, $140 million. Highest paid football player that's never been a quarterback. And we know what he can do out there on the field when he's healthy. It's going to be interesting to see what he does on the football field with their new quarterbacks, J.J. McCarthy, Sam Darnold. And the Vikings have tried to stay competitive even without a Kirk Cousins. To talk about these Vikings, the moves, and what we might see this upcoming season is Ben Lieber. He's a Vikings analyst. You can catch him on The Fan. You can catch him on TV out in the Twin Cities. Ben, how are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I got no complaints. I know someone else who has no complaints is Justin Jefferson. Was there any doubt? We heard rumors over the past couple of weeks that they looked into drafting a Malik Nabers. Was there any doubt in your mind that they were going to ante up and give him the big bucks?
Well, first of all, the Malik Nabers rumors, that one confused me because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, logically, it doesn't make any sense. And for someone to come out anonymously and say, well, the Vikings were talking to the Giants and see if they can move up. I'm like, well, of course they were. I mean, they probably did their due diligence on a lot of teams to move up to see if they could get a quarterback, just depending on how the draft was going to go. Now, were those conversations always, you know, necessarily about Justin? I never believed that for a second. So when I heard that, I'm like, that's kind of dumb. That's ridiculous. I don't see that happening. That being said, for every week that went by, I personally was getting a little nervous because I just, you know, Justin's been very quiet and very secretive about what his intentions are. The Vikings were saying all the right things, saying like, hey, it's our number one priority. We're going to get this done. But, you know, we all know that what teams say isn't always true. And It takes two to tango. So I was growing a little concerned, but I think in the end, when Justin, his agent, looked at the wide receiver market, knowing that all these guys are probably going to sign deals, they probably wanted to see how everything shook out and see if it kind of fell the way they thought it was going to fall before they signed the deal.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Ben Lieber is joining us, the Vikings analyst. When you look forward to who's going to be throwing him the ball, we know it's not going to be Kirk Cousins. What have you heard? What have you seen in regards to J.J. McCarthy? How long do you think it's going to take before he kind of just moves Sam Darnold out the way?
You know, I guess that's the big question. And right now, everything that I've heard has been great. I mean, very positive. I think his personality, his natural leadership, the way that he has a gravitational pull to himself, I think that that sort of surprised even the people that did talk to him and did, you know, go through the pre-draft process. They were like, hey, we thought we knew what he was, and then he gets in here, and within the first few days of the rookie minicamp, everybody was blown away by how quickly he assimilated with the new guys, how they all sort of gravitated towards him. He's got that magnetic personality. And JR, you know more, you know, about this than anybody else as far as being in sports. Like, it's, you need those guys that have that it factor. And it seems like JJ has that it factor. Now, is it going to translate physically on the field? Is he going to be a high, fast processor, you know, a faster processor than what he did at Michigan into this NFL offense? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I think the Vikings are pretty comfortable with Sam Darnold right now. They know that he's got a big arm. They know that he can scramble and elude some pressure and escape a little bit more than Kirk Cousins. It's just whether or not he can make the sound decisions and the snappy decisions that Kirk was great at.
Hey, Ben, there's a lot of talk about the Vikings offense. They didn't do too shabby in the defense as well, picking up Dallas Turner, who a lot of people expected to be down here in Atlanta, picking up Grenard from Houston. This team might be a little bit more well-rounded than I think people will give them credit for.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, now the thing is, it's just how much better did we get compared to the rest of the division, where it seems like the rest of the division has gotten a lot better. I mean, I argue to say that this might be the most competitive division in all of the NFL. I know a lot of that has to be played out, especially in Chicago, but we know what we're going to get out of Detroit. We saw that the way that the Packers finished the season and the way Jordan Love sort of finished the season and how he sort of figured things out. So, yeah, I'd like to think that the Vikings got better, but I don't know. I mean, we got to see how everybody else got better as well. I will say this, that the defense, I think they got more athletic, and that is the one thing that they wanted to do. As much as Danielle Hunter is a great player, he's very good against the run. You know, we all know that he can get after the passer. I think that this is a level of position flexibility that he didn't have, that I think that we're going to get out of Grenard, that we're going to get out of Van Ginkel, you know, getting Cashman in there, you know, a little bit more athletic at the linebacker spot. You add in what we already have and the stalwart that is Harrison Smith along with Josh Metellus. Now you've got a really formidable inside part of that defense that has a lot of position flexibility. They can give you a ton of different looks. I mean, that was the thing with Metellus last year, is people were shocked and how we were able to use him in the defense and get really creative to give a lot of different looks. You had no idea who was blitzing, and you add in all the athleticism, like you said, with Dallas Turner, and all of a sudden now guys can move inside, they can move outside, up and down the defensive line, give you a whole bunch of different looks. It is going to be chaos for these offenses trying to figure out what we're doing defensively.
Ben Lieber is joining us, covers the Vikings, a K-fan amongst many other things out in Minneapolis. What is going to be the grace period for this season? Like, what are the expectations from the fans just to see what happens and what takes place? Are people going to start looking at Kevin O'Connell or Kweze and start going, what are we doing? Is this a, I don't want to say a lost season. Is this a development season? What is this?
Well, they keep using the term competitive rebuild. And I think that we're, you know, for the first year and a half, I think everybody was like, well, what does that really look like? Like, what is the plan? And not that they have to tell the public what the plan is, but I think this offseason to me really solidifies their vision and what they want it to look like. And I do think that we're going to be, you know, competitive, but again, we're still rebuilding. So it fits right into what their buzzword is, that if they can get a little bit out of Darnold just to give McCarthy a little bit of time to get ready, not force him into that quarterback spot, let him just naturally mature, because remember, he's just turned 21 years old in January, so wow, he's still a young pup. And you know, TJ Hawkinson's not going to be 100% ready. So that big weapon that we had at the tight end spot, he's not going to be ready for probably the first quarter of the season. So I don't know. I think that everybody around here is just, they're going to play the long game. It's about the long game. We want to be competitive. We want to be good. But we know if, you know, we win 7-8 games this year, I think people are fine with it as long as we're trending in the right direction. So it's going to be patience. But, of course, it's Vikings fans, of course, it's the NFL. We drop a couple games early, people are going to get real irritated and real frustrated. But I just I want to tell them, just stay the course.
Well, Ben, is any of the attitudes from the fan base going to change about Justin Jefferson if the quarterback doesn't work out? Knowing that you're paying a wideout $35 million, Addison is damn good as well. You know he's going to look for a payday in a season or two. And you're paying the wideouts, and if the QBs don't work, this could go down in flames, no?
You know, maybe I can see that because it's, you know, he's highly dependent on the balance of this offense and about a quarterback getting him the ball in the right situation. The thing that I want to caution, you know, even myself with, is that you don't have to force feed Justin. I mean, there are times when, yes, you want to go to your go-to guy in a got-to-have-it situation, give him the opportunity. If it's a 50-50 ball, we know that he's going to go up and more times than not make that play. But you got Aaron Jones now. You know, you've got a running back that I think that you can really trust in a three-down situation. Once you get Hockenson back and you got Addison out there, I really think that it is about ball distribution, being patient with the offense. Everybody's going to eat. It's just Justin's going to get his when he get his. And I think that if we go into the season like, oh, all right, we got $140 million invested in this guy, but we got to run this whole offense around him. No. They got to find more balance than what they had last year, because we got really, really one-sided when it comes to the pass-run ratio. So I think having Aaron Jones in there is going to bring that needle a little bit more back to middle. And by doing so, I think that you get more opportunities. You get more one-on-one opportunities where they don't bracket Justin and they don't put guys over the top of him. It's going to be really hard to cover all of these guys throughout the whole game if they find some balance.
Yeah, maybe Aaron Jones will wake up and have another 20 touchdowns like a couple seasons ago. I doubt it, but maybe, possibly. Hey, Ben, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow all of your work out in the Twin Cities, man?
Oh, I appreciate it, JR. So let's see, on the old X handle, it's just at Nacho Lieber, and Instagram, it is Ben Lieber Official. That's it.
Hey, listen, you got some good action. If things don't work out between Darnold and McCarthy, can we get you back out there? Can we get you a QB?
can I get some of that quarterback money? Then yes, absolutely.
I'll negotiate.
I can hand the ball off.
Well, how much you wanna slot in at 40 like Dak? You want a 55 like Burrow? What do you want here?
No, I'm actually I'll take 15, 20 per year. I mean, it's not that much. Believe me, I'm a check down guy. You know, I'm a West Coast guy, so I have to like move the offense a little bit more towards my weak arm.
Hey, I can dig it. Well, listen, Ben, I'll work on it for you. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
All right, sounds good. Take care.
No doubt about it. That Ben Lieber covers the Minnesota Vikings, KFan 100.3. You see him on TV, catch him on the radio. A thank you to Ben Lieber as Justin Jefferson got paid $35 million a year for a wide receiver. Oh, man, what is Jamar Chase going to make? He going to ask for 35 too? RJ Choppy joined us and said, oh, CD Lamb, he can't ask for that. He's going to fall in, what, at 33, 34? Not bad being a wideout. Forget quarterback. Be a wide receiver. Just catch the ball. Learn the route tree. Get the agility to hand straight. Catch the ball. You be good. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to start to wrap things up. I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is June 3rd. Unfortunately, we also have to talk about the passing of a legend, a Hall of Famer with the Cowboys, Larry Allen. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Ben Lieber, Vikings analyst, for joining us in the last break to talk about this new contract to Justin Jefferson, a four-year extension, $140 million, $35 million per year. You think about the best wide receivers in the game, he is now making more money than all of them. I mean, after Jalen Waddle picked up $28 million per season last year from the Dolphins. We heard about Tyreek Hill looking at the $30 million that he's getting. This is just catch me if you can if you're a wide receiver. And Justin Jefferson now, he sits at the top, $35 million. It's going to be interesting to see what the Dallas Cowboys give to C.D. Lamb. He had a better year statistically last season than what Justin Jefferson did as he was dealing with injuries. And then you also have Ja'Marr Chase. Those are going to be the next two up that are going to be in that range. I don't know. Is anybody going to jump higher than Jefferson? Is it going to be by a mil? Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be by slightly less, a half? Time is going to tell. There's just a lot of money being thrown around, and it's not all going to the QB. So we've had some amazing guests that have joined us. Ben Lieber, last break to talk about the Vikings. RJ Choppy last hour from Dallas and Fort Worth, 105.3 The Fan, to talk about the Mavericks and the Cowboys. And then earlier on, of course, Scott Agnes joined us to talk about the Indiana Fever as Caitlin Clark Fever just continues to go at a high pitch. And then we even heard the words of Angel Reese today, who she loves to dig deep into controversy. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to Angel Reese's words one more time before we go back into our time machine. This is what Angel Reese had to say a couple of hours ago.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball that you never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me too. And I want y'all to realize that.
Okay. Do something on a basketball court, all right? That's it. Like, you're in a WNBA now, right? Well, do something on the court that's going to make people pay attention to you, because doing it in front of a microphone and asking for attention and recognition, that's not going to cut it. It's not. I'd love to see everybody succeed. I want to see competitive basketball, and they could be physical and move each other around, but some of the I don't want to talk and the social media stuff is just – It's way too much at this point in time. If you are interested, Caitlin Clark is back in action after about what you could consider a week off. He played on Saturday, played on Sunday. They're back in action. The Fever are on Friday night against Washington. This should be fun. Let's see what she can do with some rest. Okay. Anyway, we're not resting here. We went back a few hours to listen to Angel Reese say some ridiculous things. Well, let's go a little bit further back than that to something, a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to go back. Figure out a few things that took place this day in sports history. can't believe it, but it is. It is June 3rd, 2024. Hickey, you want to start more recent or should we go way back first or a little way back?
Let's go way back first and work our way towards present day.
Okay, let's go to 1992. Because on this day, June 3rd in 1992, Michael Jordan did something amazing. Michael Jordan hit his iconic shrug. No, not the one from The Last Dance, or that not from the security guard. Michael Jordan hit 6 threes in a game against the Blazers. This was game one of the NBA Finals in 1992. It happened this day, June 3rd. Michael Jordan dropped 35 points in the first half of the game. He finished with 39. The Bulls ultimately won the series 4-2. Michael Jordan went back-to-back the year before they beat the Los Angeles Lakers. And Michael Jordan, well, all he does, or all he did, is amazing things. Let's take a listen. Michael Jordan dropping 35 against those Blazers this day, June 3rd, 1992.
Jordan was unconcerned. He had found his rhythm and his touch. But what would transpire over the next 10 minutes of play was noteworthy not only for the accuracy of Jordan's shots, but also for their range. Three-pointers had never been the hallmark of his game, but the opportunities were there, and he seized them.
Jordan for three! Here's Pippen, setting up Jordan, wide open for another three!
Boy, when you're hot, and when you're not, and that young fella is hot.
Pippen, two men to beat, drive to the basket, maybe ever in the single half playoff or in the history of this league.
Michael Jordan just owned the 90s. Now, just like the beginning of it, so many iconic moments from Michael Jordan. Yeah, he hit that shrug this day, June 3rd, back in 1992. Well, let's get a little bit more closer. Maybe more people remember this. Let's go back to June 3rd, 2018. Because Steph Curry was wearing out the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah, he was wearing them out. A record 9 threes in game 2 of the NBA Finals. We know the Warriors got the Cavs the hell up on out of there quickly. Curry had 33 points in the game. The Warriors won 122-103. This is what happens when you slap together Kevin Durant and Curry. Curry went off. Take a listen to this, courtesy of the NBA.
Curry finds some room. Gets off the three. Got it!
Got himself an easy one there.
He's not sat yet. Curry hits a three.
He's a terrific guard rebounder.
Curry again. Puts it in. Steph Curry drills another three.
Again, offensive rebounding, extra possessions.
Curry answers right back. Curry back in the corner. Nice little fake. Sets up another. Got it again. Green pass too low, but Curry recovers. Shot clock winding down. Curry's going to have to put it up. Launches it up. Shot clock. Oh, he knocks it down. Steph Curry with the shot clock expiring. Another one of those parking lot threes from Curry. Curry finds Green. Back to Curry. Three-pointer. Puts it in. And a foul. Golden State. Curry way outside. Another three. Steph Curry has set a finals record. His ninth three-pointer of the game.
Yeah, that series of Cavs were going to be cooked. They were. Kyrie Irving was gone. LeBron, Kevin Love, and some guys. That was it. Anyway, shout-outs to Steph Curry. I don't know. Maybe Steph Curry wouldn't get the love that he's received now if Kevin Durant decided to stick around. And you know what? Also mentioning Michael Jordan, Hickey did. He had a basketball card. The thing sold for what? Like almost $3 million.
$2.9 million sold for a Michael Jordan collector's
card.
Let's take a look. Who's this? This is a person who sold it?
So Ken Golden is the company, or I guess the man who owns the company that I guess helped. It's like a card resale broker, I guess is maybe the right terminology to phrase it. But
right.
He basically helped broker a deal between the guy who had the card or the original owner and the guy he sold it to.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to him tell everybody why this card is worth $2.9 million.
In my personal opinion, this is the single greatest Michael Jordan trading card ever produced and should be the most valuable Michael Jordan trading card ever produced. The card is a one of one. It has his perfect signature on it, which has been PSA authenticated and graded as a Gem Mint 10. It is the first ever Jordan logo man produced with his Bulls uniform and a game use logo man from his Chicago Bulls game used jersey. Except in photographs, nobody had ever seen this card in person since it was pulled in 2003.
Oh my God. Listen, people, go dig in your garage and your backyard. Act like it was COVID again and just go see what you got. It might be worth some money. Maybe, possibly. Anyway, also today, amongst all the crazy Caitlin Clark drama and Justin Jefferson's contract, we also learned about the passing of a Cowboys legend and NFL Hall of Famer in Larry Allen, 52 years old. A shame. This is one of the few offensive linemen that you would always remember, especially from those famous Cowboys in the 90s, picking up that championship in 95. He was a part of that squad, finish up with the Niners. This is when CBS Sports HQ dropped the news earlier today.
We've got some breaking news out of the NFL. Hall of Famer Larry Allen has died. In a statement, the Cowboys said that Allen died suddenly on Sunday while vacationing with his family in Mexico. Regarded as one of the best offensive linemen in NFL history and a Dallas Cowboys legend, Allen's list of accolades is long. 7-time first-team All-Pro, 11-time Pro Bowl selection, a member of Dallas's Ring of Honor, and a Super Bowl champion. Physically strong and athletic for his size, listed at 335 as he was a dominant run blocker for Dallas, paving the way for Emmitt Smith in setting that career rushing record. Larry Allen was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2013, and he was 52 years old.
Yeah, I remember seeing the images in the 90s. You think about the Cowboys offensive line. He was the dude who stood out right in the middle trying to keep Troy Aikman upright. And just a sad, sad a situation to know that he was on vacation with his family, a young 52 years old. And he is no longer here with us. Condolences to his family. And I know there's a lot of Cowboys fans who have fond memories of watching that man push people the hell up on out the way. You talk about the biggest and the strongest. There's a lot of people who back up how big and strong that dude was. And I could tell by looking at him on the TV back in the 90s. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, thank you again for an amazing day, man.
JR, it's been a few days, so I'm glad to be back. As fun as always.
No doubt about it. We've also had some amazing guests that came on by. Ben Lieber joining us from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. RJ Choppy coming through to chat it up with us about everything Dallas, including the passing of Larry Allen. Scott Agnes coming through to chat it up about Caitlin Clark. If you've missed any of it, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you want to argue with yourself or whoever online, I'm there. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media, X and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, whatever the hell you call it. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Y'all be safe, be well, and be cool. We'll catch you tomorrow. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Bart Winkler, he's coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This summer, Instacart presents famous summer flavors coming to your front door. Or pool. Or hotel.
Your grocery delivery has arrived, sir.
That was faster than room service.
No violins in the lobby.
Oh, seriously? Anyway, sit back, relax, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Starring your favorite snacks, drinks, and more.
Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Rated H for hungry audiences. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.